This is On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. Once a month, a group in Atlanta meets in Oakland Cemetery to talk about and think about death. On Second Thought, producer Linda Chan attended last month's Death Cafe and brings us this audio postcard.
Death interests me because it's an unknown. Nobody knows what's going to happen. My name is Killian, and I'm from Atlanta. I've lived in Atlanta all my life. I think especially for young people, it's very important to be more aware of death because we've got such a great fear of death and what happens when you die, and we're so detached from the whole death process. And if you talk about it more and become more familiar with it, then it becomes less scary. Not scary, just less scary.
You ever see obituaries of so-and-so died, he's 85, and it's his picture in the military when he was 26?
Yeah.
I mean, they don't have a photograph for 50 years of this person.
I just always remember having an interest in death and just being more drawn to anything that would talk about death to me, because most people wouldn't talk about death.
Growing up in the South, things are very traditional, and it's not okay to talk about it, unfortunately. My name is Bobby Burrows. I'm 25 years old, and I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I came to Death Cafe today because of the openness that came across in the description of Death Cafe. You know, I just had images of people talking in the cafe, you know, just noise in the background, you know, just people, you know, life basically happening, and, you know, people discussing death.
So, like, with one of them, she was really interested in the whole burial thing. So we collected dead bugs from places around the house, and we made a little cemetery outside. We made little popsicle tombstones for them.
I love it.
Like that.
It's so cool. It's like arch and crack.
Yep.
The most interesting aspect of death for me is probably the finality of it. You know, we all go through life, we have problems, you know, have a test that I have to worry about or a paper to worry about, and the finality of death kind of puts everything in perspective.
Both of us were in our 70s, and so it's a little easier to say, yeah, I'm going to die sooner than later. So I'm ready to die, which really means I'm ready to live.
I've come to find out that through the conversations that I've had with other people, the kinds of preconceived ideas that I had become dashed. My name is Bill Wheaton. I live in Decatur, Georgia, and I think I've been to at least 9 or 10 of the meetings here.
And not just human skulls, all skulls. They're so intricate, and you never get to see them because they're
exactly
underneath skin and muscle, so I think they're beautiful.
When we come to a death cafe and we open ourselves up to those kinds of things, we find out how different it is between what it is that I might think and that someone else might think, and that all the stories are very different from each other, and it makes me wonder how much different other parts of my life are different.
The box being the coffin.
Here to tell us more about Death Cafe is Mark LaRocca Pitts. He's a chaplain and the founder and host of Death Cafe Atlanta. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here, Celeste.
So this is, a movement that started. Is it fair to call it a movement?
I think there's a larger death positive movement of which Death Cafe is part of that.
And this particular kind of event originated overseas.
Yes, Death Cafe originated actually in the work of Bernard Cretaz in Switzerland through Café Mortals, and then was brought to the U.K. to the work of John Underwood, and then brought to U.S. through Lizzie Miles.
And you have brought it to Atlanta.
I brought it to Atlanta, yes. We were the first in the Southeast to have a Death Cafe.
What made you think that we needed this?
I think that our culture is a very death-denying culture. We push death away from us. We allow professionals to take care of it, whether clergy or funeral homes. And I think that in my work as a chaplain and in my work in that area, I'm a hospice chaplain, so I'm around people dying. And I see so many people who are unprepared, haven't thought about it, talk to their loved ones. They're fearful. They just taken off guard as if somehow they didn't know they were going to die one day. And so I think it's very important for our culture to come to terms with the idea that things are in cycles. They come to an end. And in light of that end, whatever it is, you can make more meaningful decisions. So I think we as a culture, at least in the West, and I mean, there's cultural differences about this topic, but I think it's important for us to have this conversation.
What is it that you try to accomplish? What are the things that are essential to have at a death cafe in order to accomplish the goal?
First is to have cake.
What kind of cake?
Well, it's
you
cake.
You intrigue me, sir.
It's cake that has our logo on it, and it's just a good cake for eating with. We find that eating food brings people together. Talking about death and eating food, the combination of life and death, is very fortuitous and helpful. But really, Death Cafe is designed to really bring awareness to life. I think, as we heard in the postcard, someone talked about the idea that the finality of death, through that we kind of gain a perspective on life. Once you understand that life is limited, that we are mortal, and that we will die, suddenly the decisions you make, they become more meaningful. And in light of that, you decide, you know, what do I need to do today? What do I need to do with my life to make it meaningful? There's only a limited amount of time.
How does that work? Give me an example of a topic of conversation you might have at a death cafe.
Topics range from very practical in terms of what kind of funeral do I want, what kind of arrangements, to very kind of esoteric beliefs about what happens after death.
If you're talking about what happens after that, doesn't that become a religious conversation?
Oh, no, not at all. It's existential. It's spiritual. Religion does play a part for some people, but not all people. Death Cafe is designed in order to allow for all perspectives. We have no agenda. We have no direction towards which we're moving in terms of a philosophy or an idea. So though I might use religious terms to understand what happens after death, that doesn't mean everyone will. And it's important for people to find their own understanding of death, not what someone else believes.
But you're in a cemetery.
Yes, that's correct, Oakland Cemetery.
And an Oakland cemetery has a lot of graves.
Yes.
How do you keep it from becoming morbid?
It's a beautiful setting. It's a Victorian garden. It's not
lovely.
Morbid in any way. It could become morbid if someone just focuses on death, but we don't focus on death just for the sake of death. We focus on death in order to find how to live life more fully. That's one of the problems in our culture, is that so many people understand death in terms of it's either morbid or it's taboo. It's not something that you bring up at a cocktail party or a sporting event. Hey, what do you think about death? But there are people who want to talk about that. They're either curious, they've had experiences. It's not a grief support group. We're not there to support one another like a grief support group, but people come from all walks of life to have these kinds of conversations. The variety of people we have from young, 18, 20, we have a lot of millennials showing up right now. We have people who are religious to spiritual, to non-religious, to atheist, to pagan, artists, lawyers, teachers, truck drivers. We have a wide variety of people that come to this who just want to talk about it and have an interest in it and want to talk with interesting people about it.
That is Mark LaRocca Pitts. He is the host and founder of Death Cafe Atlanta. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's my joy, Celeste, to be here with you.
Death Cafe Atlanta will celebrate its third year anniversary this Saturday afternoon at Oakland Cemetery. You can visit Death Cafe Atlanta on Facebook to learn more. And the song they play every time that you end a Death Cafe
is
Happy Trails.
Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you until we meet again. Happy Trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together?